It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
Hi. How are you doing this morning, Jonathan?
I am doing great.
Is it actually you? Jonathan?
No,
just John. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, just John.
I did have someone try to convince me once that my name was had to be Jonathan.
I thought I'd try. I don't know. I thought I'd give it a shot once. Well, you know, everybody has the variations. We just assume that everyone has the full name, and then there are the variations.
Right. Not so.
I knew a girl once named Shelley, and people tried to call her Michelle, and she said, "That's not my name. My given name is Shelley." I'm like, "I'd never heard of that before. Are you kidding me?" Okay, whatever works. What's long for Kendall? It's just Kendall, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Is there anything short for Kendall?
No.
Well, they do call you some well, things, but we can't mention them here on the air this morning. Kendall, tell us about W&S Appliance.
Got a 21 cubic foot refrigerator, bish color, top freezer in excellent condition. 20 cubic foot upright freezer works okay. Got a used older Maytag washer, $89. It's yours if you pick it up, and it does work. Used stack washer dryer in good condition. Still have that 40-gallon direct vent natural gas water heater, 50,000 BTU natural gas space heater, one smooth-top electric range, get some microwave hood combinations at $35 and take your pick. Several used under-counter dishwashers are all fully guaranteed. Got a large 25-cubic-foot side-by-side, several electric and gas clothes dryers, two front-load washers with pedestals, one of them near new and prices are reduced, and a washer with top-load. We have two of those to choose from. Got lots of Whirlpool, Manna, Maytag, LG, and refrigerators. We got over 75 units in stock. Good selection of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Gas and electric water heaters we deliver installed, hold the old heater away, and yes, we service it after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. You know, when you ask some folks, hey, what are you doing for the Thanksgiving holiday? You know, you kind of get a varying different group of answers sometimes, depending upon who you talk to. Some folks are spending it with lots of family. Some people traveling. Some are hosting. Some folks are just kind of on their own during the holidays. Some will enjoy the traditional Thanksgiving fare. And, well, others, something different. Everybody has their own traditions. There's a website out there called sodahead.com, and it's an opinion website. What they do is they collect folks' opinions and share them. I guess you could call it a polling website, but they like to call it opinions. But what they do typically is just ask a lot of questions and have people respond to them, just do different types of polling type things. Well, they did a little bit of a poll for the Thanksgiving holiday season. It was kind of interesting. I was looking at some of the results for that the other day. Kind of interesting in the way some people view what goes on and how they handle Thanksgiving, what they enjoy for their meals. And there are some differences as well, depending upon who actually answered the polls. When they talk about Thanksgiving, you know, it's time for family and food and football, all kinds of things like that, but not necessarily always in that order. What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving? Some people have their traditions. Eat a little Thanksgiving turkey, maybe sit down, watch a little football, and of course you've got to squeeze that nap in there somewhere too. A lot of times there's family around and stuff. But they asked over 1,000 people, actually over 1,300 people, what their favorite part of the Thanksgiving holiday is. And it tends to be spending time with loved ones, eating, watching football, cooking, and then there's the always popular other. I guess that could be just about anything you wanted it to be. But depending upon whether you were a man or a woman answering the poll, the survey was just slightly different and a little surprising as well. Both men and women both answered 31% spending time with loved ones, they said was the best part of their favorite part of the holiday, 31% spending time with their loved ones. Now, eating was also a big part of that, too. I misspoke there, but eating was part of the best part of it. Men were 31% spending time with loved ones and 29% eating. Men enjoyed spending time with their loved ones more than eating, it says, according to this poll. Does that surprise anybody? Here's why it surprises me even more. When I flip over to the other side, women, 31% spending time with loved ones, 36% eating. I would have thought that would have been completely flip-flop, that the ladies would have enjoyed spending time with Lutman. Maybe they're good, better actresses than we give them credit for. You never know. According to women, though, eating was 36%, 31% spending time with loved ones, 19% was that other thing, 10% was cooking. Never get to the eating if nobody likes to do the cooking, do we? And then 4% watching football. On the other side, men, it's 31%. Time with loved ones, 29% eating, 22% is that other, 13% watching football. They're all liars is what they are, then, if they only said 13% watching football. And then only 5% cooking. So apparently the ladies do twice as much of the cooking in most of the households as the men, or the men are very good liars. We'll just have to wait and see. Now, as far as the food that you're going to enjoy, what do you like? I mean, we always think of Thanksgiving dinner as being, you know, turkey and dressing and potatoes and pumpkin pie and those kinds of things. Not everybody has the same traditions in their household, but they asked folks that, you know, turkey, pumpkin pie, those are kind of the things that most folks think of, but the other classics and things, how does everything rank? Well, as far as your favorite foods, when people were asked about your favorite foods for Thanksgiving, as far as dinner goes, over 1,100 people answered their poll, and turkey was number one at 33%. I think most folks probably enjoy a little turkey, maybe a little ham, some other things like that too. But turkey, 33%. Stuffing was at 23%. That was the second favorite part of the meal. Mashed potatoes was the third most favorite part of the meal at 11%. Sweet potatoes at 7%, with or without marshmallows. They didn't say. Green bean casserole was at 4%. Asparagus was at 2%. And then other was 20% of those answers. Asparagus. How'd that one sneak in there? Don't think of that as part of the traditional Thanksgiving meal. And then as far as dessert goes for Thanksgiving, what do you think was number one? I'll give you two guesses, and the first one doesn't count. Pumpkin pie. It was in at 41%. It might be the only time some folks ever eat pumpkin pie during the year, but it comes in at number one for Thanksgiving. Pecan pie was number two. Apple pie, that was at 18%. Apple pie at 14% was number three. And then sweet potato pie was the fourth most common answer at 7%. 20% of folks answered something other than those. Where do you spend? Who do you spend your time with on Thanksgiving? Most people spend it with family or friends, but they're not necessarily always. According to their polling data, if you're between 13 and 17 years of age, there's an 88% chance that you'll spend time with loved ones, with family and friends at Thanksgiving. 96% of those who are 25 to 34 years of age will spend Thanksgiving with family and friends. It is the 18 to 24 year olds is 93%. The 35 to 44 year olds is 95%. The 45 to 54 year olds is 89%. And then also you start getting into some of the others now. When you get to the 55 to 64 year olds, it's just 81%. 19% of those folks will spend it either alone or with pets. And then 65 and over, it's about 90% of those folks will spend their Thanksgiving with family and friends. And I suppose if you're going to talk about the Thanksgiving holiday, you typically have to include the day after, which is typically referred to as Black Friday. The Black Friday standing for that so much shopping goes on to start the Christmas season that traditionally a lot of stores, especially in some of the larger markets, actually get into the black for the first time during the Christmas shopping season. So, men, women, are you heading out to do some shopping right after the holiday is over? Well, it just kind of depends. If you're younger, you probably are. It says 52% of those who are 13 to 17 years of age will shop on Black Friday. Only 33% of those 18 to 24 years of age will shop on Black Friday. Of the 25 to 34-year-old group, 37%, and then the numbers start to go down a little bit. The 35 to 44-year-olds say, I really would rather sleep off the turkey. Only 14% will go out and do any shopping on Black Friday. Of the 45 to 54-year-olds, about 25%. 55 to 64-year-olds will go out about 12%, and only 3% of those 65 and over will head out to shop on Black Friday. About 20% of males, about 28% of females say they plan to do any shopping on the Black Friday event. Now, as far as what they'll be looking for or what they would like, they also asked over 1,100 people what they would like. 49% said high-tech gadgets. not real shocking, I guess, there anymore when you start to think about what's all in the stores. 25% said clothing, 14% said toys, 8% wanted household goods, and about 4% said jewelry. So that's what they're talking about here on SodaHead.com, their survey about the Thanksgiving holiday. That's kind of what to expect this year. So you'll have to do some asking around and find out what's going on with your family and friends. And I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, no matter how you're planning on spending it or what you're planning on enjoying here this coming Thursday. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'll tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Washers and dryers, we have top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity sizes. If you've got a space problem, we have stack units. And, of course, we have many different brands, such as Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LZ. And, of course, we do sell Speed Queen, which is made in the United States, carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. And, again, they're made in this country. Freezers, chest and upright, most sizes in stock for quick delivery from sizes 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. Luxury water softener, it's also an Iowa company. Got electric and gas ranges by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LZ. And freestanding models are in stock, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. It's Thursday. No, it isn't. It's Tuesday. You have a good Thanksgiving, everybody.
It can be Thursday.
If you want it to be Thursday, we'll call it Thursday. That's fine. Let's all go home. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. You know, if you ask folks in Detroit what they do the most of the time on Thanksgiving, a lot of them would say we spend it with about 75 or 80,000 of our family and friends. You know, they're the ones that started the whole Thanksgiving Day football tradition with the Detroit Lions. Depends on where you ask, I guess. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.